For the second night in a row, there were celebrations at the University of Connecticut. John Dunkowski of member station WNPR reports the basketball-crazy state is jubilantly taking its place in history.
When the plane carrying the UConn men's team landed yesterday afternoon at Bradley International Airport outside of Hartford, the party was just getting started in a place accustomed to victory celebrations.
Great game, guys. Great. Nice. Good job.
The crowd pushed tight against the airport security fence to get close to their heroes. Millie Strickland said a favorite is freshman sensation Josh Boone.
There was a little girl that said, "I'm not going to wash my hands again because he held my hand." And another one said, "Josh, I love you."
Her husband Bob, a lifelong Huskies fan, seemed somewhat amazed at his place in the center of the basketball universe.
The small state of Connecticut, you know, and you get all these big states, you think they would have a better team, but they don't. We got the best right here in Connecticut, little Connecticut.
Head coach Jim Calhoun stepped onto the windswept tarmac and lifted the championship trophy high. He talked about the long road his team took through the tournament.
We traveled from Buffalo to Phoenix to San Antonio, and there are no better fans than the fans of Connecticut. We love you all. Thanks very much.
Calhoun knows about taking the hard road. When he came to UConn in 1986, the school wasn't close to being a basketball power. But he built a consistent winner, turning out future NBA players like Richard Hamilton and Ray Allen, and current star Emeka Okafor. As the basketball program grew, so did the school, spending millions to improve its campus and raise its national profile. Even with his success, though, Calhoun has long been in the shadow of another coach. A year before Calhoun arrived, coach Gino Auriemma had taken over a women's program that had only one winning season in its 11-year history, and turned it into a powerhouse, winning championships and filling arenas. Back at the UConn campus in Storrs, the men's celebration gave way to a crowd of thousands who jammed Gamble Pavilion to watch the women's final. They cheered National Player of the Year Diana Taurasi as she led the Huskies to victory against their arch rivals from Tennessee. ESPN's Mike Patrick had the call.
Championships in a row. The men and women have done it in the same year.
Accepting the championship trophy in New Orleans, Coach Auriemma said it was amazing how far both programs had come in just 15 years.
When we became successful, our fans, their expectation level was to win championships. And right now, I don't think there is one single person in Connecticut that isn't unbelievably proud of our two basketball programs.
And Taurasi summed up her school's place in the basketball world.
When you think of UConn, you think of domination. Domination, that's it.
And the domination isn't expected to end soon. Both teams are picked to be in contention again next year. And in an age when coaches move from school to school to chase money and new challenges, Auriemma and Calhoun have said they plan to stay in the place that they've built into the basketball capital of the world. For NPR News, I'm John Dankowski in Hartford, Connecticut.